BBC Radio Devon.
Make a difference.
He did it. A few weeks ago, Ben Purser from Torquay, you may remember, came onto the show to tell us about his mammoth challenge, walking 50 miles from Sidmouth to Brixham's RNLI boathouse, and then two cycle rides, one a couple of times around the Exe Estuary Trail, and then something similar on the Plym Valley Trail, each stage about 50 miles. My goodness, what's more, he has achieved it all before his 80th birthday later this month. Ben, this is a brilliant achievement. Many congratulations for that.
Thank you very much, Pippa. It was great. Yeah.
Well, great, but I should imagine exhausting. Should we start with a walk? Because I remember when we spoke last, I was thinking, goodness, that looks like quite a trek. About 80 kilometres, is that right? 50 miles?
Yes, it was just over 80 kilometres in the end.
Yeah. Wow. And this was from Sidmouth to Brixham. Any tough bits along the way?
Yes, I think that the toughest bit was walking down into Budleigh Salterton, and I saw Budleigh just down below me. And I thought, oh, good, I'm nearly there. 3 miles later, I was still trekking through Budleigh. It was a bit of a disappointment, but that's what the walk was all about.
Yes, that's the worst thing, isn't it? When you can see, but it just takes a lot longer for you to get through than you think. Yeah.
Yes. Indeed. But on the other hand, I perhaps I shouldn't say it, but I surpassed myself. I did 19 miles on the first day, 21 miles on the second day, and I only had to do 11 miles on the last day from Torquay to Brixham to finish. So I did it in 2.5 days instead of the 4 I'd planned.
Yes, I remember you saying it could be 4 or 5 days for doing that. So, you're clearly an awful lot fitter than you expected.
Well, yes. At the end of the walk, which was lovely, I had grandchildren from Sheffield and grandchildren from London in attendance, and an emergency lifeboat launch at the station. So it was all great fun.
In your honour.
Hardly.
Oh, how wonderful. Did you meet people along the way? I don't know whether people knew that you were doing this.
I did meet people, and I did tell them what I was doing. But believe it or not, because of my job as a RNLI safety advisor, because I was wearing an RNLI sun hat, I did talk to them about what I did. And then that took me on to the Anne Robson Trust.
Yes.
I did. And it was good.
We'll talk more about those charities in just a moment, because I wanted to remind us all. But yeah, I mean, you're such a good ambassador, really, for the RNLI. And I know that that's very close to your heart. But how long a break, Ben, did you give yourself before starting the next stage at those mammoth bike rides?
2 days.
Not really enough, surely. But then...
I don't know, you say that, but the bike ride, in the end, I couldn't get down to the Plym Valley Trail because of rail strikes and things like that. So I did twice on the Exe Estuary Trail. Mm-hmm. And the first day, having completed the 80-odd kilometres, I had problems with my the muscles above my knees. And I thought, what am I going to be like? I've promised to do it in a day's time, you know, give myself a day's rest and do it again. And by the time I got round to doing it again, I seemed to have settled down. And the second ride, which, believe it or not, was with a chum of mine, bless him, John Colfe, was fine. There was no problem at all. Quite extraordinary.
Oh, that's so great.
It was. It was wonderful.
The second bike ride, I know, was in place of a paddle that you had wanted to. But this shows, doesn't it, how good you are at adapting. Because you say you're going to deliver and you do. But, you know, you've got to work with what you're given.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for that. That makes me feel a lot better, because I did feel a little bit letting people down by not doing the paddling. Maybe in the future I'll think about that.
Let's talk about the charities. You said last time you wanted to raise money for the RNLI Torbay and the Anne Robson Trust. Obviously, you help out with the RNLI, so I can see the connection there. What about the Anne Robson Trust?
Well, this has been introduced to our family by our daughter, Joanna, known as Jo to the trust, was starting to do things at hospices and met up with a lady called Liz Pryor, who was doing something very similar, but whose mother had died and had died in unfortunate circumstances, exactly as my mum had done and had triggered my daughter. And so to some extent, about 6 years ago, they got together. And 4 years ago, the trust was formed as a charity, and it's been growing ever since. I've just seen an email from them saying that they've just expanded their helpline so that people can ring in and be assured, if there's nobody there, that they will get a call back. So, you know, that they are just beginning to grow and do more things, which I think is lovely.
And the mission and the ethos that they have is that no one should die alone.
That's the very simple strapline, yes. But it means that relatives and friends can be given the help. And they also train NHS nurses and volunteers to look after people who are dying, particularly the volunteers around the home counties that my daughter has been going as a consultant now to train. Mm. And they're all normal volunteers, but they're given this extra training to be able to look after people who are dying.
Just hold their hand.
Mm. Yeah, it's something simple like just holding their hand or giving them a glass of water or something like that.
Yes, yeah. I've got to mention, because is that your wife who's chatting in the background there?
Yes, she's sitting beside me.
Who's been
She's been a great encouragement to me.
I was going to say that, because you've got to have your support staff, haven't you, all the way?
Absolutely.
And she's been great all the way through.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and my friend John Colfe with the cycling has been a great supporter, and his wife Jan have been absolutely wonderful.
Oh, it's a team effort then, but
absolutely.
You did the difficult work, I think. Dare I ask then, Ben, how much have you raised so far?
Just £5 short of 1,200 when I last looked.
Wonderful. That is amazing. And you're keeping that page open for donations, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful. I know that you wanted to do all of this before your 80th birthday, which is later this month. After all of that hard work, have you got some nice plans for it?
Yes. I don't want to say it too much on air, but I won't be here for my birthday. Put it that way.
Right. Well, I hope you have an amazing time. And it's lovely to speak to you, Ben. If anyone does want to support you and to look at the story, then I think all they need to do is type Ben Purser Fundraising Triathlon into a search engine. That's what I did. And quite a lot of information came up for that.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, making certain that the purser is spelt as in the ship's purser.
Right. P-U-R-S-E-R. Fabulous.
That's right. As I was in the Royal Navy.
Ben, it's brilliant to chat. Thanks for coming on and many congratulations. An amazing achievement.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the chance to tell people. It's been wonderful.
It's a pleasure. Happy birthday later in the month. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, Pippa.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Wow, what a thing to do before your 80th birthday. The best way to find, as I say, Ben's fundraising page, type Ben Purser, as he says, P-U-R-S-E-R, fundraising triathlon into a search engine. You'll be able to see his fundraising page.